வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of April, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
By bhakti, one can understand.
Then they say that understanding means to come to understand that Krishna is Sisti Brahman.
Huh?
That understanding means that Krishna is Brahman only. Krishna is a representative of Brahma.
Brahma is on the lotus feet of Brahmana Ahang Pratishtha. Why do you go deviate from the statement of Bhagavad-gita? Anyone who deviates from the statement of Bhagavad-gita, you take him as Mura, Rasta. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We don't accept anything else. And we are supported by all the acharyas.
They try to categorize these modern Hindu deviators like Vivekananda and Ramakrishna.
They try
to put them as acharyas also.
I'm not acharya.
Last night, his voice sits down and immediately he says, "Well, I am a Hindu." I said, "What is this Hindu business? We are not interested in Hindu." And he said, "Well, you do not know." So how you can say we do not know? He says, "Well, I was born a Hindu." I said, "So how you know where I was born? What does that matter, where we were born?" That is not, a learned person doesn't speak very. Representing himself is very advanced or something. You become Brahma. But we think that is hell. That is no better than hell for us. And that is the liberation that the demons get. So we are satisfied to chant Krishna's name and we never want to become one. We would rather go to hell because in hell we can chant Hare Krishna. But in the Brahman we cannot chant.
Staunch adherent.
Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada. That when the devotee, he sees a banyan, fruit of a banyan tree, and there are so many seeds within that fruit, and each seed can mean one tree, and one tree means millions of fruits, and in this way the devotee can appreciate Krishna. But the jnanis, they go on speculating and they can never relish anything, or the devotee can simply relish how Krishna has done everything in the material nature.
Devotee is only unhappy to see others unhappy. This ever cease? Is the devotee always unhappy because of this?
Mm-hmm.
Is the devotee always in some anxiety to see others unhappy?
Yeah.
I have to deliver them. This is Krishna anxiety. This kind of anxiety is welcome.
Yes. Is that also in the spiritual world like this?
Yeah. Spiritual world, there is everything, but only central point is Krishna. Here anxiety is where I shall get money, where I shall get woman. And there is anxiety, how shall I get Krishna? The anxiety is there. There is a difference.
But do they have anxiety?
Here all people are anxious, how to get money and how to get woman. That's all. And there the anxiety is, how to get Krishna. The anxiety is there, but quality is different.
We are in anxiety, but we cannot perform devotional service nicely. That is all right?
Is devotional side. Krishna anxiety itself is the first class devotional side. If one becomes anxious like that, then he is perfect. na janma koti bhi sukriti bhi labhate. After many, many millions of life or past activities, one can get such anxiety. This is not so easy to become anxious like this. Don't think it is like ordinary anxiety. Koti sukriti bhi. If one becomes full of anxiety for Krishna, that is the highest stage of perfection.
The anxiety that I am always falling down. We are in the neophyte stage and we're often falling down.
You are limited. You follow the rules and regulations. Don't try artificially to be anxious. When you are purified, then you will get there. Not artificial. No. Then you are sahajiya.
I don't mean to hanker for the anxiety, but to...
That will come, the perfectional state. Don't try to be perfect artificial. Perfect state, we have to follow strictly the regulatory principle, the injunction of the spiritual master, shastra. Then you come to that state. Don't artificially imitate.
What if one keeps falling down from following the regulative principles?
Yeah?
What if one keeps falling down from following the regulative principles?
He's falling down? If he's falling down from regulative principles, that means he's falling down to the material world. Falling down means falling down.
Down from the regulative principles and feels anxiety, then that anxiety is material anxiety.
Yes.
That is not spiritual. So anxiety for oneself is Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety for oneself is
that
Maya?
That is material.
And anxiety for Krishna?
That is spiritual. That is slow. Krishna bhakti raso bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kuto vilabhati. The anxiety for Krishna, it can be purchased immediately. Purchase it. Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti raso bhavita mati kriyatam. Just purchase Krishna anxiety if it is available somewhere. So the next question will be, what is the price? Tatra laulam ekamullam. That anxiety can be purchased by anxiety. So as you read, no, na janma koti sukriti hilapa. That anxiety is not available even by millions of birth pious activities. So this anxiety is not so easy.
So if we're performing the deity worship and we get in anxiety,
that is
nice.
If you become anxious, how to worship deity, how to say Krishna nicely, how to give, if you remain, that will develop your anxiety. Therefore deity also is essential. Exactly in time to get out to offer Mangala Arati, to stress. This anxiety is the beginning of Krishna anxiety. Then when you become perfect, you will always be anxious for this. That is perfection. Therefore, by the injunction of the Shastra regulated, it is a way of creating that anxiety. So we must follow. Then we will come to the real anxiety.
It's not artificial. So therefore it is good that we have so much deity worship to do, that we're very, very busy and do not have enough time. We practically do not have enough time, but that is very good.
Enough time?
To worship the deity. We have
so
much
time. Enough time if you want to go to the cinema? Then? Your time has to be occupied by Krishna anxiety, that's all. And as soon as you go to other anxiety, then it is Maya.
we have 4 hours to address the deity. We can use the whole 4 hours, but sometimes we only have an hour and a half, so we have to rush. So that is anxiety.
That anxiety does not mean the laziness. That I have anxiety for 4 hours. Duty cannot be opened now. I am in anxiety. That is negligence. That is negligence. That is not anxiety.
When we are distributing books to the Prabhupada and we are not doing so good and we are in anxiety, that is also spiritual?
But selling books, anxiety is Krishna anxiety. If you become very anxious how to sell more books, that is Krishna anxiety. That is not trade anxiety. That is Krishna anxiety.
So some people say that when I go on Sankirtan to sell books, I become in too much anxiety if I'm not doing well, so I'd rather not do it.
No, that is in Krishna anxiety. No. He does not know. Let him know that that is Krishna anxiety. Yashoda, Maharaj Yashoda became mother of Krishna, so that she would always remain in anxiety for Krishna. Whether that Krishna is safe, that is mother's anxiety. Therefore, she became mother. How to become in Krishna anxiety? This philosophy nobody knows. Everyone takes Krishna as the father. Father means I'm anxiety less. Father, you supply my wants. And to become father of Krishna means to purchase anxiety. This philosophy they do not know.
They say, like that man the other night, he said, see, you are becoming
Krishna
angry.
To father means, my father is the arrival anxiety. And if you accept Krishna as your son, then you are full of Krishna anxiety. This is the philosophy. And these Mayavadis, they cannot understand. They think that Krishna is born of this father and mother, how is God? But they do not know the philosophy.
They talk of Shanti.
Mother, Yashoda is always anxious. Krishna is crawling, whether he is falling down some water or some monkey has come hurting him. Or it's always, he's touching some fire. Always. And besides that, the demons are coming. So, this is perfection. Always remain in anxiety for Krishna.
They just think, you know, Sosatina comes to Krishna.
Mayavadi rascal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has condemned them. Mayavadi bhasya sunile bhaya sadhana. If you hear Mayavadi asusena, then your bhakti life is finished. Don't touch them. They are little more than they can be.
That is anxiety, Srila Prabhupada. That is anxiety when one goes to Yamaraj and has to face.
That is the result of material anxiety. To become anxiety less, no anxiety. That is nonsense.
They say Krishna says, Nasoshati na Kankshati. Nasoshati na Kankshati.
That is material. Sochati. Kankshati. But in the spiritual world, the same Sochati Kankati is there, but for Krishna. First of all, you have to negate the material Sochati Kankati. Then spiritual, Madhakti Lavate Para. Beginning is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Dakankati Samasadvishu Bhutesu. Then spiritual anxiety begins. When this is neutralized, then actual life begins. That is bhakti. Otherwise, what is the bhakti? In bhakti, there is anger. There is spiritual anger.
In other words, what is the meaning of bhakti?
Yeah.
It becomes after.
Zero, where sunnavadi. Zero, and if he says bhakti, it's empty. But we are not Sunnavad. Positive. Not zero. see, anxiety cannot become anxiety-less. That is artificial. If you artificially become anxiety-less, then artificially you can remain anxiety-less for some time. Is it important? Arujya kitshe na param padam tata patanti aga. Polska. That the anxiety should be purified. That is all. Not anxiety less. You are living being. You cannot be anxious. That is, then it means you are dead. A living being has no anxiety. That means he is dead. That is not the ideal. The anxiety should be purified from material contamination. And it should be only for Krishna. Then it is perfect. Here anxiety with some designation. I am the father of this family. This is my anxiety. How to maintain that? I am the leader of this nation. That is my anxiety. So all these anxieties are material. So father. I am neither father nor leader. I am servant of Krishna. I have created artificial anxieties. So therefore I have to become free from this artificial anxiety. And Nitya Krishna Das, and when he is pure servant of Krishna, he is always anxious how to serve Krishna. This is the anxiety is there, so now it is purified. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tat paratena nirmalam. Completely fresh. Then, with that sense, Rishi Kino, Rishi Kisa, Sivanam Bhakti, this is Mad Bhakti.
They can't stop in the Soshiti and the Kangshiti, they have to go further.
Yes.
But,
this is negation. It's like one man is diseased, he's also eating, he's also sleeping. But that is not healthy, eating, sleeping. He has to get relief from this eating, lying down on the bed and eating by some instrument. This nonsense eating, sleeping should be stopped. And when he's healthy, he eats also, sleeps also. That's different. That is different eating, sleeping. But they do not, they are suffering from disease. You think, again eating, make it zero. Make it zero. This is my one. He has no taste what is the other eating. He wants to make it zero. Because here the eating is so botheration. Let me commit suicide. Make it zero. So that is Buddha philosophy.
Sour grapes.
So that is good for the less intelligent class of man. Because they cannot understand what is bhakti. The Buddha there who says, first of all, make this jiva raskin. Then your real life begins. But what is the real life, he did not say, because the raskins will not understand. Simply advise him, make this jiva, sunnabhad. Then when time will come, he will understand what is positive.
Srila Prabhupada, that this process is susukam, very, very joyful. So how can we explain to the karmis that this is anxiety?
You are not feeling joyful. To chant, dance and eat prasadam is not joyful. Is it not?
Yes.
Then what do you want more? And it's simply by chanting, dancing and eating prasadam, you are making progress. Therefore it is susukam. You haven't got to place your nose and make your head down and start for 300 years. Nothing like that. Go to the forest, go to the Himalayas. No. At your place, you chant, dance and take prasad. That's all.